good deal of thought has to go into as far as these northern communities and these industrial areas, because you know what's going to be done. I think, Mr. President, it's a major mistake to let him choose this battleground now and have it this struggle and this election over the question of civil rights. And because I know that if it comes down to the question of civil rights, Democrats are going to have a very tough time. I think we got to get it off that.
Yes, of course, the difficulty, what we need to get it on, is his impetuousness and his impulsiveness and his wanting to turn the bomb over to somebody else.
Yes,
and
but even more than that, in my judgment, is the economics. I think that'll scare people, and I think that's helpful. But people, it's difficult for people sometimes to understand exactly what the turning the bomb over to the NATO commander. They don't know whether it's already in the hands of the NATO commander.
Well, that's a problem we got.
Yeah, but I think to get it into also the economics of what this is going to mean, and what's going to mean as far as your lunch pail is concerned, what's going to mean as far as your family, and what's going to mean is when you get sick, what's going to mean economically. When the country's at peace as it is now, and they're not concerned about the Russians as much, and they're not concerned about it's not a crisis like the Berlin Wall or Cuba, then they're going to be thinking.
I don't know, mother's pretty worried. She thinks her child drinking contaminated milk, or that maybe she's going to have a baby with two heads, or things like that. He's pretty vulnerable, and I think will take care of himself some. I think it, but I certainly agree with you. Civil rights is
not our
is something around our neck.